Thank you for calling CNI Service Solutions. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Ms. Sandra. Good morning to you. My name is Jackie from American Household Customer Service. And I have a customer earlier on the other line. It just happened that the whole time, I really don't want the customer to wait on the other line. But since I already have you, I hope you can help me in regards of dispatch number I have here.
What's that dispatch number?
252-90497 for a dishwasher worker.
Okay, let me repeat that back to you. 252-90497.
You are correct for Miss Sandy Wong.
Oh, okay, let me push on a brief hold and pull up that account.
Sure, it's okay.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. That dispatch number didn't pull up in our system. When did you all place that in the system?
It was recalled on September 9th.
On September the 9th? Okay, and it takes our owners 24 to 72 hours to pull those orders and assign a technician to them, and it doesn't work on the weekends. One, two. Monday would have made three. So that should be in our system by now. Do you have a phone number for your customer I can try?
Yes, there is. Because customer is waiting for this to be fixed. So she actually asking for the status of the repair. But
we don't do repairs. Oh, now hold on just one second. Is this for a repair or for installation of a new item?
One moment. Let me just check here. Please bear with me, ma'am. Because it was transferred to your company. Originally, it was for the CD's appliances. And they stated that needs a plumber as per your technician. But that is why I'm confirming this work order. Because the appointment, there is an appointment showing here on the 23rd.
No, ma'am. I'm looking at this order in your portal. That is a generic date. It only puts a date in to hold your customer's spot. If it's not pulling up and seeing our service solution, we haven't assigned a technician to it yet. And since it's been past 4 days, you might need to re-enter that dispatch number. That's not an assignment date. It's not scheduled for the 23rd. The technician scheduled their own installs. Now, is this an installation for a new item or a repair for an old item?
That is one thing I need to confirm. But if you would like, I'll provide you the phone number of the customer.
Yes, ma'am. Let me have your customer's phone number.
That would be 347-759-1275.
Okay. 347-759-1275.
Yes.
Let me press you on another repost. I'm sorry.
Oh, I just have a quick question, Ms. Sandra. I'm sorry to interrupt you. So your company is only doing installation?
We only do installs, ma'am. We don't do repairs. We only install new appliances. Let me try that phone number for you. Hold on just one second.
Sure.
Thank you for holding for me. And now that phone number, do you pull up an order? Can you verify your customer's name and address?
Yes, sure. That will be Miss Sandy Wong. And their property address is 14065 Turning Leaf Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32828.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. And it shows this is for a new installation. And let me place you on a brief hold, see if I can read the notations on the order for you, give you some information.
Okay.
Thank you for holding it for me. Now it shows that your customer called 2 days ago, and they gave him the technician's name and phone number. Did your customer contact the technician?
Yes.
Okay, and because the only thing it shows here on the order from the tech, he put that in 17 hours ago. It just says bill, $215. Now, you're stating that the technician did not install his unit?
It was installed. It just happened that customers still having problem with the item.
Let me press you on a brief hold, see if I can get in touch. The customer is having a problem with the install that the technician performed.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's okay. I can wait here.
No, I'm asking you, ma'am. You're stating that the customer is having a problem with the new installation that the technician
did. Yes, basic documentation. After fixing the unit, there's still issue. The issue is still happening again. That is why the previous agent issued recall, but it was placed in queue on that time.
We don't issue refunds, ma'am. You said someone issued a refund?
A recall.
Oh, okay. Let me press you on the brief hold, contact the tech, see if I can get you some information.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second.
Thank you.